Who wants to start?
Separate fact from fiction over the last...
It's impossible to separate fact from fiction. There's so much stuff out there on the internet and bloggers and sources, and that's the trickiest part of this whole deal, that there's so much misinformation out there. Now, some of it's accurate and a lot of it's not, but it makes it difficult on the players and the organization because, you know, you feel like your players are being unfairly put into a situation that they have no control over, and nor do we, frankly. So it's been difficult, but best thing is our players have handled it beautifully. I think Amari has said all the right things, both internally and publicly. He's a pro. The rest of our guys, same thing. Steve and Grant, you read all this stuff, and then you see our team winning 6 out of 8 games, playing at a high level. They're pros. They're handling this as well as they possibly can.
At the end of the day, why wasn't anything done?
Well, you know, I've maintained all along that, you know, the only reason, first of all, that we were going to entertain anything is because Amari has the opt-out at the end of the year. So we are in danger of possibly losing him and getting nothing in return. So that's our job, to explore, you know, what's out there. But I've maintained that unless we could get something that improved our team and put us in a much better position going forward, then we weren't going to do anything. And that was the case. You know, we listened to a lot of people. You know, multiple teams called us. You know, we called a couple teams just to inquire about certain things. And in the end, nothing really struck our fancy. And the other thing is, you know, we felt really strongly about this team and how well we're playing this year. We're in position to be a playoff team. We owe it to our players to keep them together. We owe it to our fans to allow this team to see how successful it can become. And in the end, it was a really easy decision. The tricky part, again, was just the firestorm, all the speculation and all the scrutiny and everything else. But these days, you know, you're just trying to plug leaks everywhere, and it's impossible. So you just have to let it all play out.
Calls up until today, or did everything pretty much come to a head last night?
No, we received more calls today. You know, generally speaking, everybody does business until the last second. And so we contemplated a lot of different things all the way up until today. And again, nothing jumped out, and we move on. And we're, frankly, all of us are kind of relieved because we're excited about this team, and we're looking forward to the next couple months. It's going to be a lot of fun to be a part of this playoff hunt.
How much of a risk do you think
it is? Well, it is a risk, of course, but you know, compared to what our options have been, we don't have a choice. You know, a player of Amari's stature has the ability to negotiate an opt-out in his contract, and that gives them the leverage, and that's okay. I'd like to see him here for a long time. We'll see what happens contractually. We'll see what he decides to do this summer. If he opts in, that's wonderful. We'll have him here next year. If he opts out, then we'll explore other options.
Any indication on which way he might be leaning?
It's totally up to him, you know, and really no indication. The date that he would have to opt out by is June 30th. So he's, I'm sure, going to take all the time he needs and try to figure out what his options will be.
You worry about any hurt feelings?
I don't. You know, Amari and I have had a wonderful relationship in my 3 years here. I've been in contact with him the last week. As I said, he's handled it beautifully. He understands that this is strictly business. It's nothing personal at all. His teammates have handled it well. You know, Alvin and Amari have a great relationship. I don't see any negative going forward. Amari said last night, you know, his whole focus is playing for his teammates and helping this team win, and I know that's what he's going to do.
But it has affected him. It hasn't affected his play, but he's no longer saying that he wants to stay here like
right.
He was before this.
And, you know, how could it not affect him? You know, he's a human being. I mean, everybody has feelings that they go through. It's difficult. In the end, in this business, when you're able as a player or in management to step back and remember, oh yeah, it is just business, it's not personal, then I think it's you're more able to just kind of realize, okay, well, what's the best thing going forward? And so there won't be any lingering feelings. Now, whether he wants to come back or not in the future, that's his choice with his contract as it relates to next season. And then beyond that, that's negotiable as well.
Will you try to continue negotiations now on an extension?
I think so. We'll continue to look at that and see where we are. Obviously we've been so engrossed in our business here the last week that we haven't had a chance to readdress that, but it's something that we'll consider, and whether he will or not, we'll see.
Do you feel like there's anything, I mean, he's fine with the team, but do you feel like there's anything you guys have to work on between management, front office, and him, or do you think it's fine?
I think it's fine. I will, of course, meet with him soon and talk to him about everything. And like I said, I mean, Amari has been so professional throughout this whole ordeal in a time when it's, very, very emotional. And, I was traded 5 times as a player. It's not easy, It's not easy to have your name mentioned, and it's definitely not easy to actually be traded. So it's even harder for a guy who's a star, a first-team All-Star, because those guys aren't used to having their name thrown around. And so, again, he's handled it as well as possible. I don't foresee any problems relationship-wise, but I'm going to talk to him, and I'm confident that he's going to play his heart out.
How much did financial considerations weigh into any possible talks?
Not really. It was strictly basketball. Weighing the future versus, right now, where we are, what we can accomplish this season, and is there something that we can do where we can still be really competitive and successful now and in better position going forward in the future with flexibility issues? Then that was the issue, but it's not money related.
Not having a first round pick, did that play a factor if you drop out of the playoff picture completely and now all of a sudden you're in the lottery without being
you don't want to be exposed in that situation. I think the biggest thing, though, the biggest factor was last summer when we re-signed Steve Nash and Grant Hill, we were committed to raising our young players the right way with really good mentoring, good leadership, and still being good. Somebody said it recently, we've been rebuilding, but nobody knows it. And I think that's a good way to put it. We think of the players and their development this year. Robin Lopez, Goran Dragic, Lou Amundsen, Channing, Jared Dudley. These guys are a part of our future. And they weren't playing at all last year. So now all of a sudden, you're developing a group of young guys, and you've got a group of older players like Amari and Steve and Grant and LB and Jay Rich, and you're having success. You've got an entertaining team on the floor that's competitive every night. That's important to us. So this is not, where we're tearing down the house and rebuilding. We've made that clear. We're trying to win. And we'll continue to accomplish both things, develop the young guys, keep winning games, keep entertaining our fans, and putting ourselves in the best position in the future.
With his ability to opt in or out late in the middle of the summer, how does that affect planning for next season when, whether he's here or not, could have a lot
Brian,
to do?
Well, what it means is you look at the free agent lists, you really pore over them, you go over all the financial capabilities. One of the things that people may not understand is that if Amari walks, we don't just get to use his money. We only get to use what we have left under the cap. And since we're so far over the cap right now, and since the cap is coming down next year, we don't have a lot of space if he walks. So our options will be limited, which is one of the reasons, frankly, we were involved in talks the last couple of weeks. But with that said, there are a lot of attractive free agents for next year. We will be looking over those lists, just in case. And we'll have, two separate plans, one with him in it and one with him without him.
Steve, how does the relationship go forward between Amari and management?
You just got here, didn't you? He's late. Does everyone want to hear this again? Or no?
Oh, yes.
No, it's all good. I mean, I was telling these guys that, you know, Amari and I have always had a great relationship, Alvin and Amari as well. I know Robert talked to Amari last night. Amari could not have handled this any better. So I'm confident he's gonna be professional about this and play as hard as he can and play for himself and his teammates, and whatever happens is strictly business, and he knows that.
You meet with him today?
I'm gonna try to, yeah. Try to talk to him today.
Did it just get tougher in the West with what Dallas has done and what Houston's done, just to stay in the mix?
We'll see. I mean, I think Dallas got better. You know, you saw the impact Haywood had on the game last night. That was a good trade for them. And Houston, you know, we'll see. You have to see it on the floor before you can really evaluate. But, you know, the West was already tough enough, but it's still going to be tough.
See, there are a lot of free agents in Amari's position, big names
that
opt out this summer. Why do you think Amari's name has come up more than some of those other guys over the last couple of years?
Amari's just probably a bigger name than any of those names. You know, which names are we, you know, are we talking about?
Kobe.
Yeah.
LeBron,
yeah. Guys. Well, because, you know, those guys have, I mean, I can't really comment on where they are with their teams, and what their futures hold in their respective organizations. But look, I mean, this is how it goes in this league. You know, you take calls and all of a sudden everybody's, you know, talking about things and speculating, and some things get out, some things don't, and, you know, that's all part of it.
How far down the path did you go with Cleveland?
It didn't ever get that close, frankly. As I said, we tried to see if there was something that would make us better and where we got significantly better going into the future, and that wasn't out there. So we moved on.
If the risk is him walking and getting nothing, then how low does that set the bar to get something during the deadline?
Okay, I'm sorry. I got it. You're going to have to explain that one. Right.
And you get nothing.
Uh-huh.
So how does that affect the bar for a trade this week? I mean, does that lower the bar?
Well, you know, first of all, for us, we have to weigh that versus this season. You know, what we're accomplishing right now. And that's a big deal for us. You know, we want to be good year in and year out. We like our team right now. So we have to weigh those two things against each other. That's our whole focus. So, again, all we were thinking about was if there's something that good that can happen that gets us better, do it. If not, don't. Simple as that.
There were deals you could have made, but nothing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is it much like last year? I mean, as far as just
tough to answer that, you know,
not being close. I mean, you kind of said the same thing at the deadline last year.
There's always you wouldn't believe the number of teams calling you, and vice versa, you know, because everybody's now panicked, and it's really interesting. I mean, everyone's just frantically calling each other, and hardly any of it makes sense. So that's just the way it goes.
When Cleveland made its deal last night, was that kind of
not really, no. No. In fact, that one never, you know, really rang a bell for us, frankly. I mean, it had to be a lot better than that. There had to be a spinoff. There had to be something. Because, again, I wasn't willing to sacrifice this season for something that would help us in the future. That didn't make sense. So, you know, that had a lot of different offshoots to it that were tricky and that didn't happen. So, all right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.